Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project. And we're back. You have found yourself once again at Programming in Tongues, the podcast where we take science fiction languages and computers and find out what we can do with the two of them together. I'm Joel, otherwise known as Mr. Klingon, and this podcast is my chance to talk a little bit about science fiction languages, and again, like I say, see what we can do using computers with those languages. I was very happy this session to be able to have not exactly an interview, but an email correspondence with Karen Travis, who I mentioned in an earlier podcast. Karen is a fabulous science fiction writer. She is a British author who, oddly enough, does not have a British publisher, but she has just about to finish her first three books, her first trilogy in the Weshar series, but she's also notable because she wrote a Star Wars novel. She's got more work coming in the Star Wars universe as well. What's particularly exciting about what she did is, in the Star Wars book, Rebel Commando, Hard Contact, she developed the Mandoa language, which is the language of the Mandalorian warriors. She introduces it by having the fact that the commandos are all cloned off of a single Mandalorian bounty hunter. The people who train them feel that it's appropriate that they learn some of the culture that they sprang from, at least one of their sergeants who teaches them words and language, and so that this becomes part of the novel. Now, I actually exchanged some email with Karen and asked her if she could provide some details in developing that language, and she very graciously was happy to give me information. You'll also find, if you follow the links on my show notes, if you follow the link to Karen Travis's own homepage, she has a personal blog and also an official Star Wars blog. And in both places, she talks about her writing and the things that she's doing, and there's a great amount of detail about the Mandalorian language. Now, where did Mandalorian start? Well, it started, oddly enough, in a video game. And you'll hear about that as I read what Karen wrote back to me. But rather than have me talk about it, let's listen. Here's what I learned from Karen Travis about her development of Mandalorian. I wrote saying, "Do you have any systematic way of making up words for your fiction? For example, Diane Duane made a BASIC program to spit out reams of Romulan from which to choose her words. Do you do anything like that?" She wrote back, "It's all handcrafted. I started with the lyrics for the Republic Commando game, which I'd been given while I was writing Republic Commando Hard Contact. When I read them aloud, I had an immediate sense of the music of the language, and I asked the LucasArts composer, Jesse Harlan, if he minded my taking the lyrics and developing a language. When I created characters, I need to know everything about the culture that shapes them, even if that means building a language too. So the first words of Mandoa, which is what I call the Mandalorian language, appeared in the novel. Jesse told me he used Latin and Hungarian as an inspiration for the sounds. His girlfriend is a linguist, because he was looking for a soft sound, not a guttural one. His priority had to be to make the lyrics singable in choral pieces, and if you haven't heard the soundtrack from Repcom, go to LucasArts site and download the MP3 files now. It's magical. Jesse is a genius. There aren't that many lyrics, a page of vocabulary, but I had enough of an idea of the feel of the language in my mouth to be able to springboard. I have a pretty good ear for language, dialect and accent, and to a certain extent, Mandoa happened naturally. Once I heard it, I knew where it would develop and how the rest of it would sound. I'd done classics, so the Latin softness came automatically, but I wanted to keep the Eastern European sounds too, with lots of sh sounds. Jesse found he hadn't used F, X, or Z, so I stuck with that, and it worked perfectly. I also added in sounds from Grichali and Romani, and even stuff from my own Portsmouth dialect and Geordie, the dialect accent of Newcastle. I'm English, by the way. In creating words, I looked at the words I already had from the lyrics and evolved a few from there, just as a real language would. For example, the word for kneel suggested a word for boots to me, because getting your enemy to kneel before you, as in the song, became licking your boots. From there, I would try to see the world as a Mandalorian would. For example, their trademark armor, which they wear all the time, is literally iron skin. Language, for me, is the extension of the mind. They're nomadic warriors. They're clannish. They're quite separate from the rest of the galaxy in many ways. As soon as I'd formed my view of them, the language was easy. Once I had a critical mass of words, I found I was automatically creating compounds and elisions. I opted for certain grammatical rules, like no gender, and techniques like agglutination, without knowing anything about Hungarian, and then found that those facets of Mandoa were the same as Hungarian. That was a spooky experience. I still don't know how that happened. Everything I did, from having no gender to a very stripped-down set of tenses with standalone prefixes, came from sitting down and thinking, okay, I'm a nomadic warrior, so how do I see the world? How do I see time and tenses? What matters to me? What's good and bad to me? What are my metaphors? The vast majority of words in the Mandoa vocabulary are created that way. A small number have come as a nod to cultural sources beyond language. There are words and sounds from my hometown, like wayi, an expression of surprise or shock derived from the Portsmouth exclamation, wee. That's a very distinctive when you hear it said. One of the curse phrases, a direct translation of a rather pithy Geordie phrase for go away. The word for insane is a Romani word that had passed into Portsmouth dialect and no other. And the word for a military backpack is a birgen, because the best backpacks you can buy, and the ones liked best by Royal Marines, are called birgens. There's a scattering of background stuff like that, but I kept it to a low level, because this is a working language, not an in-joke. I asked if she had any tools, for example, spreadsheets, to build up her dictionary. Excel. I can sort by any column. It took a while to get the hang of it, but it was by far the best option. The software for dictionaries turned out to be more trouble than it was worth. I asked, do you try things out on guinea pigs, both to see if they seem like reasonable words, whether people can pronounce them, or remember them from chapter 1 to chapter 12? Yes, indeed. Once I'd built up what I thought was a working toolkit, a grammar guide and a lexicon of about 350 words, I gave it to a friend of mine, Ryan, who'd been my continuity minder when he worked at LucasArts. I said, do what you can with this, cold, no calling me, no help. I had to do it that way if I was going to unleash this on fans. Within days, he'd managed to write epic poetry in it, and I had identified more words that I needed to create. So I'd keep sending him updated spreadsheets each time I'd done a batch of new vocabulary. Remember, this is a real language evolution from existing words, not random letter generation. He'd see where he could go with it. Then I asked another friend, Ray, he's in the U.S. Army, to have a go with the kit. He had a totally different take on language, very precise, very direct, and he wrote complex military op orders in it. Now, Ryan and Ray are talking to each other in Mandoa without any help or intervention from me until they find words or concepts they haven't got, and they come back to me. Meanwhile, I'm generating new vocabulary and background a bit of a time each day. And I asked again if she kept used anything to track the language, and she mentioned the sacred Excel spreadsheet, which is backed up daily onto my USB thumb drive and travels everywhere with me. I admit it's growing so fast now that I can't memorize the words fast enough. I asked whether it was object-verb-subject or subject-verb-object or some other structure to the language. Because there are no cases or gender or any of the grammatical trappings of Latin, word order is everything. Apart from colloquial phrases, everything is strictly English word order. Subject, verb, adjective, object. Active voice all the time. Mandoa don't do passive. It's a vigorous, active language. Finally, is there any plan to publish a glossary, either as an appendix or separately? I'm working out with Lucasfilm and others how to make it public. It's grown so much that there's no simple option, and it's going to evolve a lot more. That's obvious. Watch this space. So there you have it. There's a lot of detail. There's a lot of interesting things that are coming down the way. I have linked on the webpage information that you can find about Mandoan. There's a Wikipedia for Star Wars that has some information, not all of it canonical. I've got a link to my Star Wars languages lookup page, and if you click on it, it will take you just to the Mandoa vocabulary that came from hard contact. I'm looking forward to seeing the book 000 come out. That will be something fun. Meanwhile, you can get a copy of Hard Contact and read it. And by the way, go ahead and get her other books. They're terrific. The third of the trilogy is coming out soon, and there'll be another trilogy ahead in the Wessar series. One last note, aside from Star Wars, Mandalorian, and Karen Travis, I found an interesting site for words. It's called wordspy.com. You can go there and find an interesting collection of new words and phrases. These are essentially English things, but it's a lot of fun. Go take a look. That will wrap up the show, and as always, thanks for listening. If you've got any comments, send them to joel@mrklingon.org. If you feel inclined to, go to podcastalley.com and cast a vote. Go look for Programming in Tongues, and there's also a link on the show notes page. I'd appreciate anything that will help raise the profile of this podcast. Tell a friend or tell an enemy, whatever it takes. Again, thanks for listening.